Good morning, church. You look very joyful this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that we're here in church here this morning. We got songs to sing. And Father God, there is a lot that we have to look forward to. Father, we thank you for the fact that we have salvation. We are born again. And that we can come to you now and worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, Father, as we're going to do just that, we just know that you're going to give us a wonderful time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
He'll stand by me. Stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. He'll stand by me, He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark, stand by me. He'll stand by me. He'll stand by me. I know my Lord will stand by me. When the way grows dark and I cannot see, I know my Lord will stand by me. I've anchored in Yeah.
that beautiful, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
What it's going to be like in heaven someday.
Amen.
His dear face, all sorrow will. trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we love You. We worship and adore You. We glorify Thy name in all the earth. Oh, we glorify Thy name. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Oh, for Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Hallelujah. Amen. The things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Oh, praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, seeing that we've been encompassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us therefore cast, let us therefore lay aside every weight and the sin who do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. Despising the shame, He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Greater love hath no man than this, that the man laid down His life for His friends. And we are His friends. Hallelujah. He has chosen us. He brought us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. And we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So there's no room for depression. There's no room for doubt and unbelief. Oh, there's no room for any negative feelings in our lives. Oh, we got the Lord and that's enough, that's enough. He is our provider. He is a keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. He is a hiding place. He shall preserve us from trouble. He shall compass us about with songs of deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a strong habitation whereto we can continually resort. Oh, for He has given a commandment to save us, for He is our rock and our fortress. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a good reason. Hallelujah. So we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we say rejoice. Oh, thank you, Father. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Hallelujah. Let us not look down, but let us look up unto Jesus. Let us look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. He will not suffer for to be moved, and he that keepeth us will not slumber. Hallelujah. So we have a reason, oh, to be excited. We have a reason to, oh, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, to rejoice in the Lord always, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for planting that in our heart today, that how God, who God is, oh, who God is, oh, hallelujah, we're not alone anymore. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, hallelujah, who is our main source, hallelujah, who is our provider. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And let us today honor the Lord with all our heart. Oh, let us honor the Lord with our substance and the first fruits of our increase. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for putting in each heart today to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord, for blessing, oh, Lord, the finances of this church, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And also blessing each giver today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We pray, O Lord, let the Holy Spirit move today mightily as you move in the music. O Lord, we ask you to move, O Lord, when the word is coming unto us. We pray that you anoint the Pastor Charles Torrell today. O Lord, give him the anointing, give him the freedom to preach with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and let the word come out today with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified in the message, your name be glorified in the music, the name be glorified in the testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
purify my heart. Cleanse and wash the very inward part. Never let a single thing hinder me from healing everything. Let my spirit humble be example for the world to see. Let me dedicate my life, an accepted sacrifice. Lord, purify my heart. Cleanse and wash the very inward part. Spirit humble be an example for the world to see. Let me dedicate my life, an accepted sacrifice. Lord, purify my heart. Cleanse and wash the very inward part. Let my spirit humble be an example for the world to see. Let me dedicate my life, an accepted sacrifice.
Thank you, Jason, for blessing us with that. It's such a blessing to see over the time that I've known Jason, him come to fruition in this gift that God is giving him, and just come up here and just bless our socks off. This is a time for testimonies. So if there's anything God's been doing in your life this week, you'd like to get up and share the Lord's favor in your life or the blessings he's brought in, Monica.
Well, last week I gave you the testimony about my last church service in Sweden, which was really wonderful. This week I'm going to tell you about the funeral, and it was also really, really beautiful. It was like the Holy Spirit was in that Lutheran church, and he was there thickly. You know, I could just about feel him. I was really, really emotional, and I was crying the whole time. I didn't really expect all of those emotions to come up on the surface, but they did, and I did nothing to stop it. So I figured, the Holy Spirit will have his way with me. And I heard, of course, a lot of crying around me, but I don't know whether any of those people were saved or not, or whether they were just crying because they were missing my mother. So, but whatever the reason it was, it was a really beautiful service. And I'm sure the priest, the woman priest that was there, was she must have been born again, because I have a hard time thinking that she could have said the words that she said without feeling them. And she was really passionate the way she brought the funeral forward, and I really appreciate it. And she managed actually to get the salvation message in there too, so that was good. And then I had requested that that we read the 23rd Psalm, and so that was read, and I was thankful for that, that could be worked into the service also. And after the service was over, we went to the building next to it and had some refreshments. And after we were halfway done, I stood up and I requested to hold a speech, which I had been thinking about. And God told me, you speak those words that I'm telling you. And so I did. And I managed to get the salvation message in there too. And it was beautiful. And the room was absolutely totally quiet. You could have heard a needle drop to the floor. It was so quiet. So I think maybe some people actually were touched by it. I hope they were, and that they took it to heart, because these were words that God wanted me to speak to these people. And so I wanted to be obedient and speak those words that He had for me. So anyway, those words came forth, and I was able to tell them that, you know, my mother, she was born, she was saved again, born again and saved, and that she's now in heaven, and that she has no pain, she's happy, and she can run and jump as much as she wanted to, and I said, and I'm saved too. And so they all turned around and looked at me while I was speaking. It didn't take very long, I mean, a couple, 2-3 minutes or something like that. But after I was done, the room was absolutely quiet. So quiet again. And so I just said that, just sort of liven things up a little bit, that, okay, now you can talk now. Okay, so I said that, you know, my speech is over, and I've said what I came to say. So I praise God for that, that He was able to use my mouth and to say the words that He wanted to said to those people.
Thank you for that wonderful testimony, Monica. How many times have we talked with people who are from other persuasions, other religious viewpoints, and they don't admonish the words of John, where he wants us not to be ignorant of the fact that we do indeed have salvation, that it is not a presumptuous thought or piece of knowledge, that we should know that God wants us to know that we have salvation in Jesus Christ. And yet there are, like I say, many religious persuasions who believe that you can't know that. Well, that's exactly what God's word tells you, is that you do know that, and that's the hope that you have, one of the hopes, many hopes that He gives you. Bob?
Morning, everyone. I have a nice praise report. It's all about what the Bible tells us to speak boldly. And we made another trip to the Veterans Cemetery on Wednesday, right? Interestingly enough, met Soteris along the road driving that big old truck, and I think maybe he put a blessing on us as he went by. Diane lost her cousin, Bill. Bill was in the Vietnam era, and what's worse is Bill's son, Robbie, on his third tour in Iraq, was hit with a roadside bomb and was just almost decimated. He's been in and out of hospitals for almost 3 years. But he was able to fly out here, and he looked almost normal. He's got almost all of his right arm back. His left arm is probably not going to ever be more than 40%. But there he stood tall with his uniform on, and it gave us both joy to be able to give one final snappy salute when Bill's flag went by. But what I want to speak about is the boldness of tongue. There was an assortment of people, their grandkids and a family that we really didn't know, and some of them we hadn't seen since they were children. And when the service was over, the pastor said a few words. He's a pretty nice guy, but that was it. No one spoke up. No one said anything. And it was almost like something had to be said. So I asked the pastor if they had asked that no one speak. He said, no, everybody just seems to be too shy. I said, well, I'm not. Oh, you're laughing. Well, I am sometimes. Well, the interesting thing is that when people, a lot of his family and grandsons and granddaughters and sons didn't know whether Bill was really a Christian, whether he either had ever really said, taken Christ as his Savior. And so had I not spoken, they would have walked away from there not knowing. There wouldn't have been the peace. So I explained to them that we had, Bill lost his wife to cancer, and shortly after that, some years ago, his business was destroyed when the railroad went through and took the property. So he was left in really bad shape when he came to out here to stay a couple of weeks with us, which turned out to be almost 2 years. And in that time, we walked Bill right all the way through everything, and he became a Christian. He just said the words many times. And sometimes I think he just said it so we could get back to playing the Statler Brothers, but I'm just kidding. Bill was a great country music fan. Well, I spoke up, and afterwards, one by one, people came up with tears and said, thank you so much for letting us know that we didn't know that Bill had actually said the words. And so I just remind you, when there's a situation like that, you should speak up, because there's some heart will walk away in sadness for the rest of their life, perhaps, if you don't say what you need to say at that time. So that's my testimony.
Thank you. I'm going to have to recheck my Bible where it lists spiritual gifts, because I think I've just witnessed another one added to the list that I already knew about, and that's that when Bob said that he isn't embarrassed to get up in front of a microphone, I believe he was exercising the gift of understatement. Are there any more testimonies? We have another one. I'm sorry, what was your name? Denise.
Well, this is a big step for me. I don't get in front of people. But a week or so ago, I was in my house just kind of complaining about somebody in my life that you tell them over and over again, and they just, you know, they don't want to listen, they don't whatever. And as I was sitting there complaining about somebody to myself, you know, the Lord put in my mind how I do that with the Holy Spirit, that I don't listen to Him. How many times does He have to tell me what I need to do? And it was very sobering, and it was, I was just thankful that He's still helping me to see what I need to see.
Sometimes we just have an aha moment during the week that the Lord just gives us that straight revelation in our lives that this is for you. Are there any others? Okay, we'll go to our prayer time.
Praise the Lord. It is great to be in the house of the Lord, and I'm very thankful. First of all, I want to thank you, on behalf of my wife, Ina, for all the prayers that we have got over the last few months. And it's joy here to be able to have her here in church today. And she walked in under her own power. And she has a walker right now, but eventually that walker will go and you will see her run around like she normally used to do. And we should do that again. Amen. So I just want to really praise God and say thank you, Lord. And it's good to be with God's people. We're going to have a little different here. This is going to be prayer time, but I'm going to do something else too. You know, I have had a chance to be with Tim Chola for about now close to, I've known him about for close to a year, maybe a little bit longer. We talked on the phone. And most of the time, people come to church, we drive in here, and we say, hi, bye, how are you doing, this and that, but you really don't get to know people that well unless you really live with them or around them a long time. There's one thing I want to say about Tim, and that is this, that he is a fighter. And you know, life is not fair. Life is not fair. And the devil, what he wants to do is this, that first he tries to keep us from getting saved. He hinders us to getting saved. And then once a person gets saved, he changed his tactic. Then he simply says, well, you are not saved. And he tried to put doubt in his mind. When that doesn't work, he started on a tactic. And that is simply this, discouragement. And I have a picture in my mind when I was a little boy. I was a crude little boy. And one of my favorite plays was to go to find some ants. And I would sit down, and I would select an ant, and I would put blocks, little rocks in front of that ant, and wherever that ant tried to go, I would just block it. And I'm sure I irritated that ant to the hilts. Couldn't figure it out, you know, what is this big hand coming down and just giving me grief. And that is how I see the devil is doing. He's just trying to give us grief. And he wants to come to the place where you simply get so grieved that you give up. You are discouraged. You simply says, well, you know, I can't take it anymore. We become cynical, angry, upset. And he's simply saying this, I want to break you to the point where you will curse God and say, you know, to hell with this world, you know, I don't care anymore. And the devil say, thank you very much. You may sit down now. I done my job. You just ruined your testimony. And let's say, for example, you work hard on a job and you're going to get some kind of money for it. And you find out that people cheated you. You know, that is really digging into you, whatever it is. So Tim has had a hard time. And, but he's got up, he cries, he prays, he gets mad, he prays, he gets up, he stays with it. And, some of the people that have gone through deliverance have finished course number 3, which is a follow-up. Not everybody's done it. Some fell by the wayside and, you know, we couldn't even get them up with a tow truck on the road. They just simply said, no, I don't want to get up on the road. You know, I'm not going to live it. But Tim completed course number 3. So, Tim, I want you to come forward right now, and we're going to present you with your certificate. So, here is Tim Chola. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Now, you have earned this. You worked hard for it. You cried over that.
Yeah.
There were times you simply said, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, this is true.
But you did. Now, let me tell you, show the certificate to the people. This is the American in itself. I called Lois earlier this week and I said, Lois, I need a certificate. And she was out of ink. Her printer was out of ink. And so she simply prayed a prayer and then the printer printed this without ink.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, this is a miracle certificate.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. You want to say something to your friends?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for everybody supporting me over the past year or so, especially to the Terrell family, extending living quarters, especially spiritual support. A lot of love. I'm a very coarse individual. I kind of let things fly. And, you know, I think it was a learning experience for them also to love an individual who has a lot of rough edges and to be willing to, you know, it's kind of like a diamond. You can't really see it, and it's underneath there, but it takes a little chipping and sanding and so forth in order to get the true color and the true depth of it and the true shine of it to come out. And so they've been extremely patient with me, and they still are patient with me, and I really appreciate that. And just thanks a lot to everybody for reaching out to me in friendship. Appreciate that.
Okay. Take a certificate.
Thanks.
Don't lose it now.
Yeah, no problem.
That's a miracle. Praise God. Well, we're going to have some prayer time here, and I have just one thing that I wrote up, and this is about oil. Some people says, well, why do you want to pray about oil? We all drive, right? We need to pray. Let me just read this to you. During the last few weeks, it should have been obvious to all the people to understand that stock and commodities markets are tightly controlled by the people in charge of the world government. During the last 3 weeks, the price of oil has dropped $13.45 per barrel. And as of May 18, 2012, its price is $91.48 per barrel. There has been no changes in the production of oil. Nothing has changed in the world, per se, except they decided the price is going down. This should have produced a drop for the price of gasoline at the pumps. But as the price of oil went down, the price of gasoline rose dramatically. I saw it rise 30 cents in 1 week. Why? The same old story. Price fixing. We're coming up to Memorial Day, and all the oil companies always raise the prices on fuel at holiday weekends in the United States. Since most oil companies share their refining process, there are no independent oil companies, and thus there is no competition. Until the American people understand the process and are willing to do something about it, things will stay the same. 6 months ago, the American dollar was viewed as being on its way out. Today, the dollar has risen against all currencies in the world. The price of gold has fallen dramatically, and all the people who invested in gold have lost on their investments. Learn this, trust in the Lord, and not in the world system that is being manipulated by Satan and his people. When you invest in the kingdom of God, there will always be a good investment that will never lose its value. Prayer is the weapon we have to combat this evil of the world government. So we're going to pray for this. We're going to pray for Carol West that has been ill for the last 5-6 days with allergies and other irritations. So those of you that like to come up and pray, this is the time to do it. And we're going to have a prayer time.
Thank you, Lord, that we can lift up the sister, Carol West, right now. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of infirmity to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. You false spirit of infirmity, get out of that woman's life right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. We command right now all stress, anxiety, in the name of Jesus, get out of her. In the name of Jesus, and be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. In the name of Jesus. Any fear of the unknown, whatever it may be, we command the spirit of fear to loose her and be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. Thank you, Lord God, for saturating her with your peace right now. Give her joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let her rejoice in the Lord. Oh, let her, oh, meditate upon the Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for your resurrection power coming upon her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And let it bring a healing, an instant healing, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know, we know, Lord, that you're more than able to do it. And we pray right now, Lord, that you complete restoration. And we thank you. You are the God that healeth us. And we trust in you, O Lord, that you raise Carol West up. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day that you've made, Lord God. Also, we thank you, Lord God, that you answer prayers. And you answer the prayers about the needs of our hearts and what's on our minds and what troubles us. And Lord God, we thank you that you're the Father that answers all prayer. And Lord, we just we come against the price fixers of this nation, the ones that try to manipulate the prices of fuel to thicken their pockets for no real reason. And Lord God, we thank you for intervening on our behalf, and that you are watching every single thing that goes on in this world from heaven. And Lord, we pray that you will intervene and that you will destroy the works of the devil against price fixing. And Father God, I pray, and I'm sure as others pray, Lord God, that you will drop these prices of gas at the pumps. And we'll see your work at hand. Lord, we give you all the praise and honor and glory. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives and what you're doing in the world. Without you, this world would not stand. And Lord God, we thank you for your intervention, your divine appointment on this earth to win souls, for people to come to know you as their personal Savior. And Lord God, we thank you for all things. Give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come before you this morning and lift up Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. We thank you that Pastor and Ina are here visiting. And we thank you and praise you for what you're doing in the church, that you're changing lives. You're lifting us up. You're showing us new ways. In each corner of this church, people are changing. And we thank you and praise you for that. We thank you for Ina's healing. Again, the devil cannot steal her joy. And he cannot take her out of the spirit because she loves you so much. And we pray that we all be that way. In the name of Jesus, we give you the honor and glory for everything you're doing in our church. And we're thankful to be here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Father God, I thank you, and we all thank you, for all of the many miracles that you do every day for us. Father, we walk in miracles. The closer we are to you, the more we will notice them and see them. And Father God, we thank you for doing so many things to help us and encourage us when things look so dark. But we know that the only way to get rid of evil is to multiply righteousness on this earth. And so our main job, which you gave us to do, is to multiply ourselves, replicate ourselves as Christians, and tell others and draw them into the Christian life also, that they might get to know Jesus, that they will know what he did for them in his sacrifice, and that they will turn to him, and then they will tell others, and so on. And Father God, we don't do it enough. The times are dark, and we tend to withdraw and pull away from the darkness, and that just makes it more extended. So we have to multiply righteousness, and evil will disappear, Father, and it will get less and less. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for speaking to our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we are so close to you that we can always hear you. Help us to train ourselves to tune in to the Holy Spirit and tune out the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to lift up this woman from Castro Valley. Her name is Denise. Denise Slater. We met her at the Henry Wright seminar. And we had the opportunity to minister to her, and we keep speaking on the telephone with her, and we communicate and we pray together. And Heavenly Father, we want to lift up to you Denise right now. And we ask you for your touch upon her. I know the devil is coming against her with all that he has. But, O Lord, no matter how the devil comes, O Lord, you are able to raise the standard against him. Amen. And we pray, O Lord, that you give her relief. We pray, O Lord, that you set her free, Lord. Amen. Set her free. And let her trust in you with all her heart. We pray in the name of Jesus, and not rely on her own understanding. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for saturating her with your peace. Thank you for giving her joy unspeakable and full of glory. And thank you, Lord, that she will make the decision to come for deliverance. And And we thank you, Lord, for putting that in her heart. In the meantime, we pray, O Lord, that you sustain and keep her, O Lord. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Clarissa Timmerman to you in Belgium. And Lord, as she's been being attacked by other girls in her class, Father God, they've been bullying her. We pray that you will give Clarissa strength and power to withstand. She's just a young girl, 13 years old, but Father God, she would know that she's a child of the King. And the Holy Spirit lives within her, that she will not have to depend upon what other people think about her, but that she can say, I'm a child of the King. I don't care what people say around me. So touch her, help her, and Father God, we pray the situation would change in a school, Lord. And we bless you for that. And Father, we lift up Thomas Burns to you right now. And Father God, you know that there's a cash need in that business, Father God. It is a minister at the same time. And I pray, Father God, for those people that owe him money over the years, that never paid him but walked away, stole from him as he performed work and finished their buildings, and then they refused to pay him. And Father God, you will convict these people, put the fear of God into them. Yes. Make them so scared, Lord, they will run to him and hand him the checks. So that, Father God, he will have the cash he needs right now to be able to meet all the obligations that he has to meet. And be thankful for that. And we also pray, Father God, we come against the spirit of discouragement, every cynical spirit. Yes. We rebuke you right now. We reject you. And we thank you, Father God, today for ministering to Thomas, that he will have joy unspeakable. And we thank you for this now, that all our prayers are heard. They're on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up. And they will be answered in due time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.